sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Pitcher on Thursdays with us. TJ, let's begin with Marcus Outzen passing away. Very sad news. What are your memories of him?
Yeah, I'm not.
Hey, Patton, you're going to have to clean that up. Sounded like Morse code there. Maybe he's in Tampa. Maybe he's deep sea diving or something. I don't know. Gonna have to clean that up a little bit. See what's up. On the text line, which is 615-844-5600, Craig in North Augusta. Hey, Bill Werfel. Danny Werfel. Had the worst looking motion throwing the ball for a great quarterback I've seen. Yeah, it was a really funky delivery, but it worked. It worked. TJ, we were talking about Marcus Outzen.
Yeah, I think the memory that lives in everybody's mind is the UF game. You know, obviously played in the championship back when you could play with a backup and they didn't penalize you for it, unlike 2023. But the UF game, I think, is what everybody, you know, kind of sticks out in everybody's mind. I mean, he didn't have a great day. Started out pretty poorly, but then pulled it together enough, got smiled down on FSU and let that DB for UF drop the pass that P-Dub could take into the end zone. I think that kind of signature win against the Gators is what everybody remembers.
And we were talking, he had limited abilities, and certainly in the passing game he was limited, but there's always been this soft spot in the heart of Florida State fans for him.
Yeah, I mean, he got thrust into a situation that, you know, was almost impossible and still came out on top against a really good U.S. team. And, yeah, I went back and I rewatched the highlights of the Tennessee game, kind of the condensed game yesterday. And, I mean, Florida State had their chances in that. And it was always going to be tough with him back there, but I don't know. He was really close to leading the Noles back. I mean, they had the ball back with like a minute and a half to go, and he threw like a 50-yard pass down the field and got intercepted. But, man, they had their chances in that game, and I don't know. Like, I think that his grit, his toughness, you know, the fact that they won the very next year helps as well. But, I think Florida State fans are always appreciative of him kind of going in there and being the scrappy kid that, you know, found his way to a couple of wins and helped the Noles, you know, at least make the championship.
At the same time, we were talking about Danny Werfel and just reminiscing about how incredible he threw the deep ball. And he had incredible receivers with Riddell Anthony and Ike Hilliard and Jaquez Green. But we were also commenting about his incredibly unorthodox throwing motion. It was almost like he shot-putted the ball.
Yeah, the angle at which he kind of like brought the ball back and then threw it forward was definitely weird. And anytime it like looks weird, you're just like, how does he put that much on it, you know?
Yeah.
But could absolutely sling the thing, and was really impressive in some games doing it. Again, the talent that he had at wide receiver was certainly a help, but, man, he was phenomenal too.
T.J. Pittenger with us. The portal window has shut. Did Florida State do much?
Not really anything. I mean, they're still in communication with some guys. Like, it's not done by any means. You know, you can receive whatever. You just can't leave anymore. But not a ton. I mean, they've got a pretty full roster, and they went off during the winter window. So nobody was really anticipating that they'd do an insane amount through this spring window. They're still in communication with a couple of guys, and they still may pick up here or there. But, I mean, they're pretty set with a lot of what they have. You know, Florida State fans would have loved for them to pick up another wide receiver, another defensive lineman, which maybe they still do based on some guys that are in there. But I thought the spring portal, for the most part, was pretty average. You know, I didn't see the talent that jumped in. It was being hyped up as the craziest portal window we've ever seen. It certainly was not that. There's some good players in it, but for the most part, most of this portal was depth. Guys realizing that they weren't starting most places. At the end of the day, I think Florida State's pretty happy that they just didn't lose anybody of importance to the portal.
Other than Miami, and I'd say Auburn too, but Miami is just, I think I counted 13 or so incoming, all told.
Yeah, and I think Miami has pulled a couple of the really good guys, like the kid from Oregon State is really good. The kid from Houston's okay, you know, like I think he's probably being made out to be a little bit better than he is. But outside of that, like, I think most of their pickups are just fine. You know, like, I don't think that they pulled any. I think the Oregon State running back is really good. Outside of him, I don't know if they pulled anybody else that, like, takes them from, you know, 8 wins to 9 wins or 9 wins to 10 wins. I think that, you know, there just wasn't that kind of talent in the portal this cycle.
Well, and then the next question is how well they're going to be coached.
Yeah, unless they, you know, get a new coach for, I mean, if they could, if Mario, this would actually be an interesting case study. They let Mario coach and, you know, basically just recruit, motivate and stuff from December until August, and then you just find somebody else. Or September, October, November, they could be a dangerous team. But, yeah, as long as Mario's there, you can count on them blowing a game or two that they shouldn't. So, I don't know. You know, Mario got there, and they had 5 guys projected into the first round last year. And they, you know, I saw Sinone tweet, you know, they went from the 7th floor crew to the 7th round crew in this draft class. So, yeah, I don't have a lot of hope for what he's able to do leading them this year, but they will be a talented team, as they've been the last 2 years, and you know, amassed a total of 12 wins.
From time to time on this show, Josh from Picktown, Ohio, will say, Bill, a team from the past versus another team from the past, and today he threw out 96 Florida, national champion, played Florida State twice, as we've talked about, versus that Auburn team of 04, Tuberville's team that was undefeated, but they started the season ranked so low they couldn't make their way all the way to the top. They did not get in the BCS championship game, although they went 13-0 and finished number 2. Do you subscribe to, when you go back in time, 95 Nebraska, which was maybe the most dominant season we can ever remember, do you go back in time and say those teams couldn't play today because of size?
Yeah, I think it's kind of an unfair comparison. You know, like, you have to kind of, you almost have to, like, in your mind kind of adjust that, because, yeah, like, nobody from back then would really be able to keep up with the bigger, faster, stronger athlete that just lives today. Right? Like, even when you compare, like, the Showtime Lakers versus, you know, like, the Warriors of today, like, the game is just so much different, you know? And so, yeah, like, I don't think so. That's just my personal opinion. I could be wrong on that. Maybe baseball, where it's less physical, would be something where it translates a little bit better. But even then, like the power and stuff that these guys have, throwing the ball and hitting the ball is kind of – so, yeah, like I think it's tough to compare like that. Like if you truly could pull a team out from back then, like you'd almost have to adjust for era. And games are so different, and the bigger, faster, stronger athlete that just exists today because of advancements in technology and advancements in training and advancements in what we understand about people's bodies and protein and different things like that. Like I just don't think you could really – it wouldn't be a fair comparison. As far as that matchup goes, I don't know. I mean, UF obviously had the, you know, had the loss to FSU and then got kind of lucky in a rematch. I'd probably still lean UF there just because they, to me, have the better quarterback in that matchup. But I don't know. Auburn also proved it every single week by never losing. So, you know, I guess I could see it going either way. But I don't know. Maybe I'd lean UF in that one.
But see here – If I go back to the 90s, and Florida State won it in 93 and 99, they had other teams probably good enough to win it through that stretch, which a phenomenal stretch, a historic stretch. Don't you think those teams would absolutely have a chance to beat the 13 Florida State team, or do you think the disparity in years, and I'm just saying they're all the same age when they play, but do you think the 13 team, just because of their newness, would be better? Because I'm not sure I would believe that.
You know, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess my thought is that, like, athletes today are just more, again, not to be cliche, but, like, I think athletes today are just bigger, faster, stronger, you know? And I think that differences in training, differences in – so if you could somehow adjust for that, right? Like, if you give the 93 team, give them a year under, like, Florida State's current strength program, you know, or whatever. Like, however you could kind of, like, theoretically adjust for that, pulling out all these, like, you know, it's a figurative argument, and then we're, like, putting all these qualifiers on it. But, yeah, like, if that didn't matter, I don't know, I still might take 2013. I mean, every single starter on the 2013 team – yeah, like went to the NFL and was drafted, you know, like including the kicker. And so, you know, I think that, you know, Jalen Ramsey was backing up those guys. So, I don't know, 2013 versus 93, I still think I would lean 2013. You know, also, like, you know, 93's team, like, certainly had some squeakers, whereas 2013 just blew everybody out. So, I don't know, I'd probably lean that way. But, yeah, I guess my big thing is, like, the athletes of today's game are just so much different than they were back then.
All right, 1 a.m. bar, everybody's drunk, Sebastian Janikowski, Dan Kendra. What happens?
Oh, yeah, I'd go Janikowski. He's probably not just drunk. He's probably, like, on some other stuff, too. That's a dangerous combo.
Well,
I don't know that I would take him on sober. But also, I don't know that he's ever been truly sober at 1 a.m. So
well, and Kendra would be so jacked up on steroids, he'd be immobile. He wouldn't be able to move. You know, I mean, he as big as he was, I don't think he could fight. That'd be a problem, right?
Yeah, Janikowski would would do some work there, and it would not be good.
Plus, Janikowski's crazier. We know this. We absolutely know.
He doesn't have an off right. Like he doesn't have an off switch. You know, like, there's no, like, hey, man, see, guys, that's enough. Like, it's like, oh, it's enough where I say it's enough. So, yeah, that'd be trouble.
TJ, we'll see you next week, sir. Appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks, buddy.
There he is. TJ Pitcher. When we come back, Dave Hooker. We go from Tampa to Rocky Top. We change elevation a little bit. Omni Nashville Hotel.
One of the fire departments still out with this accident over here, tying up traffic on Nolensville Pike at Glen Rose Avenue. It's pretty crowded now on I-40 coming westbound, especially through the Hermitage area coming in from Wilson County through Mount Julia. Be careful. Crowded also on Vietnam Vets westbound at Henderson, coming out of Hendersonville, working your way towards Conference Drive as it continues to get busier there on 840 right at I-65 there in the Williamson County area. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. You gotta check them out at princeshotchicken.com.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
It's a Bill King Show.
Of course, you know what kicks in right after recruiting, and it accelerates, and that's knucklehead season. So God knows what happens, who it happens to, when it happens, but if you're a fan of whatever school, it's coming your way. Knucklehead season always sprouts up.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Dave Hooker. Off the Hook Sports. He's got his book out. We'll let you know how you can get your hands on all of that. Dave, good morning to you, sir.
Morning to you. How's life?
Dave, we're about to take the show down to the beach, so we'll be down there a couple of days. But to Rocky Top, Tennessee, what is the prevailing topic at the moment up there?
I think the prevailing topic this week has probably been Pro Football Focus projecting James Pierce as quite possibly the number one overall prospect in the 2025 NFL draft. And Tennessee's edge rusher, James Pierce, we all thought was that good. We all seen elite talent. I've had former players compare him to Leonard Little, and they don't say that lightly. So I think that was just more affirmation that Tennessee has a very, very elite player on defense when it's easier to talk about Nico on offense.
So they've got him ranked now. I've seen projections where he's easily a top 10 pick in the first round, but you just said he's ranked the best overall prospect, period?
He is ranked to go number one based off Pro Football Focus, based off two things: him, obviously, and the fact that they're projecting a weak quarterback class. So all of that could change. You know, 2 years ago this time, we didn't know who Drake May was. So all of that could change. But yes, they had that up earlier this week, that James Pearson would be the number one overall pick. So, you know, the last time that's happened, it was a while ago, it was some guy named Peyton.
Dave Hooker with us. Anything lately in recruiting? And I know I've asked you, but I don't think they really played in the transfer portal that's previous 15 days, right?
Yeah, I don't think they were. I don't think that's going to be Josh Heupel's style. I believe, as far as the transfer portal recruiting, you and I have talked about the challenges in the spring portal because of the SEC rules. And Tennessee could have used a running back if a perfect one fell in their lap. But I believe Josh Heupel wants these guys to be able to contribute immediately. And you know, I go back to the days where you used to have one or two midterm high school enrollees, and that was a lot, and those guys were expected to contribute. Now you have 10 or 12, but you're expected to contribute if you go through spring practice. You're really not a freshman if you go through spring practice. So I don't think they felt real good about the running backs that were out there. And I think as far as their running backs, they're placing a pretty big emphasis on Cameron Sultan, who was injured in spring. I'm told is a great running back. A lot of practices are closed. I've seen some flashes, and they have been open. But ultimately, he's been injured, and he couldn't get on the field last year for whatever reason. So we'll see. But they feel good about their running back position.
And Nico, could Nico have a Heisman Trophy type? And I mean, he's pretty high in the betting right now for the Heisman, but could he have that kind of season as a true sophomore?
Yes, for a couple of reasons. One's kind of odd. And I think he gets the preseason Heisman pub for kind of the wrong reasons, but at least everybody knows who he is.
Right.
If that makes sense. It's they talk about the money, they talk about Tennessee versus the NCAA and all of that good stuff. Well, that came because of Nico. So I think there'll be a lot of eyeballs, Heisman voter eyeballs, that'll be on him that wouldn't have otherwise. And I think that, yes, he can get invited to New York. I don't think he can really win the Heisman. And I was talking to Jimmy Hines a long time friend, who I know you know as well, and
yeah,
he said, remember Hendon Hooker year one to year two, how much better he got. Wouldn't it be fair to ask Nico to do the same thing year one to year two as a starter? I think it would, but I don't think Tennessee fans are of that mindset.
Dave Hooker with us. Is there any areas where, and you mentioned the running backs, but there's still a personnel question, a worry?
Is there? I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit, Bill.
Anywhere on the roster, you mentioned running backs, but elsewhere where there is still a personnel worry?
Well, I would love to be able to tell you whether or not that's the case in the secondary, but I have to go on what Tennessee's coaches have shown and told us, and that is that they basically ran everybody off, and they have a whole new group of more athletic, better defensive backs. They're certainly less experienced. I think Ricky Gibson is going to be a really good player at cornerback, by the way. And Boo Carter has lived up to the expectations of strong safety. But we're taking their word for it because of the massive turnover. So they think they're much more athletic there. I don't think they lost any game breakers to either transfer or the NFL, but you know, that's a bunch of new guys, and I think that's a concern in Tennessee fans' minds until they see that it's not.
Ken down in Middle Georgia. Now this is a lawsuit question. He said,
oh,
in the NCAA, there are about 350 D1 schools, about 313 D2 schools, and another 400 and something D3 schools. With the NCAA in these lawsuits, when these lawsuits get settled, he said, are these schools all on the hook to pay? Because it's going to be in the billions. Dave, I saw somewhere where if you just went school to school, it's going to be $5 to $10 million a school that they're going to have to shell out. Projected.
Yep. I think for an upper level program, that sounds about right. And I think the way this has evolved is you pay players to stay more than you pay high school players to come, and then you supplement that with your transfer portal. At least that's Heupel's way. That's the program I cover the closest.
Yeah.
So I think that's the way they want to spend their money, is finding the right guys and keeping them, more of retaining them than acquiring them with NIL funds. I don't know how much George McIntyre got, if at all, but I guarantee you got some sort of a promise based on performance from the Spire Group, the collective. But I bet you he didn't get $2 million a year like Nico. They needed a splash then. They got it. But I don't think they need a splash type of recruit anymore. Not one you have to spend $2 million on.
In the next year or two, clearance will be given for the universities to pay the players. And there's also a feeling that the players are going to get some percentage of the TV revenue as well. Now, what that is, very unclear. My question to you, since you have a collective and you know the Spires group, a very powerful group, by the way, what is their role then? Is NIL money side money to all of that, or how is all that going to coexist?
Well, a lot to unpack there, because the Spire group has tried to get players to sign exclusive contracts, which the players that read through the contracts don't sign, and then they could pursue outside opportunities. But I think right now Spire wants to be the sole collective at Tennessee and run some other smaller ones out of business. And they might do so, and that's fine. They've got their ducks in a row. And quite frankly, the money is, I think, going to get to the point where you're going to be talking about corporations and not little mom and pops like me working with these guys. I think it's the money's getting that big. And that's why $5 to $10 million didn't surprise me at all. I would have guessed $10 million, but 5 to 10 sounds right to me.
But straight from the university, they get paid. But then on the side, name, image, likeness, and the Spires group is just additional money to what they're going to be getting, right?
Yes. So are you talking about the money they could then get from the school directly?
Correct. I mean, okay. Those are separate monies, right?
Well, that at some point would involve, based off what I've been told, and actually establishing a real relationship between, let's say, Spire and the University of Tennessee, where the funds actually get funneled through the University of Tennessee. That would take massive fundamental changes, and I believe it'll eventually happen. I actually have no doubt, because that way it can be monitored and there can be some sort of a salary cap. But I don't see that happening in this year. I think that's going to be within 2 or 3 years.
Is the Spires group solely Tennessee, or do they help players go to other places too?
Just to my knowledge, Tennessee. Have they helped place a player? Maybe they were working with somewhere else. Maybe, but I don't think so. I think their relationship with Tennessee is too valuable to go out and make relationships with Vanderbilt or anybody else. That might be nearby that you think you can make a little bit more cash off of, because then you get in the middle of this debate of, I'm offering player X $5 million from one school and $6 million from another school. So I don't think you would want to be involved with that. I think these collectives have to be exclusive to their school.
I would think so too.
Yeah, unless Jimmy Sexton gets involved, and then everything changes.
Does Jimmy make so much money? Is Jimmy involved? I know Jimmy's a Tennessee guy, but he's an agent for anybody that can make him a lot of money. Is he involved in any of these collectives, though?
No, those are small numbers compared to what he's messing with.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, if a player gets $500,000, let's say Cooper Mays got $500,000 for coming back, and I don't know what he got. I'm completely speculating. But let's say a player got that $500,000. Would Jimmy Sexton rather spend the same amount of time working with that $500,000 contract or Lincoln Riley's new $100 million contract to go to the NFL?
Not even close. Not worth his time.
5% is 5%.
Incredible, man. Absolutely. I was up there when he was up there, and he was a manager or something with a football team, and it was his relationship with Reggie White that started the whole thing, man. Incredible story.
Would like to hear that sometime.
Yeah, incredible, incredible story. Reggie needed help with his first contract, just said, would you help me? I don't even know if Jimmy was planning on doing that. I don't know the specifics there, but however, it turned into a beyond a gold mine.
Oh, yeah. Several gold mines. I did not know that story about Reggie White. That's interesting.
No, that's how it got started. Yeah, that's how it all got started. Dave, tell everybody what they need to do to get all your information, your content.
Yep. Go to offthehooksports.com, offthehooksports.com. We're at 10 o'clock Eastern, our live show. And you can find the book there. And we'll have a podcast with Cooper Mays. As a matter of fact, he'll look back on spring practice and the best performers as he saw it. And it's all at offthehooksports.com.
Quick question. Is his older brother, Cade, former five-star, is he in the NFL still?
Yes, he's with Carolina. I think he's would be in this would be the upcoming third year of his contract.
Okay. Well, good for him, man. Former five-star Knoxville kid, Georgia, Tennessee. Good story there, man. All right. Dave, appreciate it, bud.
Thanks, sir.
Dave Hooker, Off the Hook Sports. J.C. Sherbert in about 40 minutes. If you missed us early, Coach Pete is a no-go. I got a call last night from Coach Pete, and he said, Bill, we're not going to be able to make the trip. His wife was walking the dog, and I don't have specifics, but fell and hurt herself. They took her to Vanderbilt. She's going to be fine, but they're not going to be able to travel. No Coach Pete on the trip. Now, you'll have him by phone Friday morning, tomorrow morning. He said, Bill, I can do it by phone. Which I told him, Pete, absolutely don't have to do that. But he said, I'm good, man. So I can do it by phone Friday morning. So we'll have him hour one tomorrow. Omni Nashville Hotel, y'all.
Good morning. Still remains heavy over here coming through Hermitage on 40 westbound. As you come past Central Pike, a lot of traffic making its way in this area here in Hermitage from Wilson County. It's still loaded up pretty good with some volume on Vietnam Vets westbound through Hendersonville, working your way towards Conference Drive. Still moving 65 north up through Franklin and Brentwood right now. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
The battle for a seventh straight division crown starts right now. And the East already knows. Don't sleep on the Atlanta Braves.
Swung on, belted, deep right field, gone! Home run, Michael Harris.
Tomorrow night, the battle of National League rivals doesn't get much bigger as the Braves roll into L.A. to take on Freddie Freeman and the Dodgers.
Coverage begins at 8:55 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Get into the Bill King Show.
Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought.
All right, dude, here's a couple of phones in 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
Ken, I know what you were asking. I think Dave thought it was an NIL question, so I just left it alone. Every school is going to have to divvy up when we get the lawsuit finalized. I've seen a number, and again, this is not related to what we were talking about the last couple of days involving the TV revenue and what schools may have to divvy up out of that pool of money to players. Because they are going to get a piece of that. And I will say 20 million. But I've heard that if we split up the lawsuit settlement number, which Ken has said is going to be in the billions, which I believe that's correct, from what I have read, then that could be as much as 10 to 20 million a school that they're going to have to stroke a check for. Now, how many schools can afford that? Among that group he just threw out there, D2, D3, and a whole big chunk of D1, think about it. We have 131, I think, D1 football schools. Now, again, I'm just talking football, but you can see every sport they have on those campuses. How many of those schools, back when we had the P5, which is until, well, through this year, through this spring, we're ending it, because of the implosion of the Pac-12. But of those, of the P5, which I believe is 65 teams, how many of those 65 right now can stroke a $20 million check comfortably because of a lawsuit, meaning an NCAA-wide lawsuit? How many? Even among the P5. Now, the SEC teams and the Big Ten teams got that kind of money. That's probably about it. Now, I'm not saying the others couldn't do it, but I'm talking about the pain threshold of having to issue that kind of money. I mean, Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, Michigan, Penn State, Florida, Tennessee, Arkansas, A&M, throw Texas, Texas. I mean, that's not a problem. But that's going to be interesting. I'm not sure how all that's going to work yet. And frankly, I haven't thought it out much either. Alakripa Bob, who's heading north from the Villages up to the Emerald Coast, says, Bill, any new info on Florida State and their potential destination league? No. We're just, speaking of lawsuits, and I'm kind of vaguely monitoring those lawsuits. The boilerplate stuff is all we're getting now, and it's incredibly boring. I haven't paid much attention to it. But bigger picture, I think the most interesting item, and look, if you're a Clemson fan out there, you're going to want to know where you're going, where your home is. But to me, the most interesting game of cat and mouse or game of let's see who blinks is the Florida State, whether or not they're in the Big Ten or the SEC. I don't think the SEC wants them at the moment. But I do think that the SEC would not want the Big Ten to have a presence, a university, in the Sunshine State. And the SEC, by virtue of playing defense, may extend an invitation. That's the game of blink that I want to witness. To me, that's most interesting. Now, if you're a Miami fan, that's more interesting. Where are you going to go? Do you have a place? If you are Clemson, if you are North Carolina. Did you see the story? Three other states have joined Tennessee and their lawsuit against the NCAA. These are all different lawsuits, by the way. I can't remember the other states. I think North Carolina might have, remember it was Virginia joined them immediately early on. But there were a couple of others, and I forget. If somebody has that article, I looked at it briefly yesterday. Oh! Kevin in Muletown just sent this note on that topic. Speaking of lawsuits, did you see where Florida, New York, and D.C.? Okay, those are the three. Join the antitrust lawsuit that Tennessee and Virginia did all the work on, Bill. I did. I forgot the states. I was thinking North Carolina for some reason, but New York, D.C., and Florida have joined in. Right a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, I guess I need to start following the lawsuit and keep my fingers crossed that non-revenue sports get a piece of the pie. Yeah, Rod has SEC swimmers in his family. I think a girl and a boy. He's got a couple of them out there. And Rod it gets confusing, but full cost of attendance, athletes are still getting that money, right? So not only do they get full cost of attendance, which kicked in a couple of years ago, but they can get name, image, likeness, which kicked in afterwards. And then coming up, they're going to get a chunk of the TV revenue. Now, that has not been officially provided or announced, but it 100% it's coming, not 99%. 100%. J.C. Sherbert in about 35 minutes. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, the fire department. Everybody's on the scene of this crash here in Antioch. It's going to be 24 eastbound at Harding Place. It's got traffic pretty slow going in the eastbound lanes. Of course, the heaviest flow is on the other side over there coming up through this section of Antioch on 24 going westbound. Again, this crash with injuries, 24 eastbound there at Harding Place. Still slow go through Hermitage right now on 40 westbound at Central Pike. You got all the heavy traffic flow trying to get in right now from Wilson County arriving in this area. Still congested up there on Vietnam Vets westbound at Conference Drive. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on the new menu. You got to check it out today. You can even order online, princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Buyandtow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit buyandtow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, buyandtow.com. That's buyandtow.com.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I love to own a house. So I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
All this has been great so far for Rand Carthon. Like, this offseason has been a really good offseason for the Titans. I mean, they really have knocked it out of the park here in the last week, right? I mean, Calvin Ridley, this trade, obviously landing Cushenberry.
Yeah.
Everything that they've done really has been really good.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Tomorrow morning, the show will originate from the Emerald Coast. Be down at the Four Point Sheraton. The building by the pool, in the middle of that hotel property, there's a pool, and then there's a structure next to the pool, standalone type structure. I believe it's a meeting room or something like that. Anyways, that is where we will be. That's where the show will originate tomorrow morning. Coach Pete, who is going to be with us for that broadcast, will not be able to make it. Coach Pete, on Wednesday night, last night, called me and said, Bill, I got some news. I'm not going to be able to travel down. Wife had an accident, ended up in the hospital. She's going to be fine, but they can't travel. Yeah, they're not going to be able to go. And he'll be with us by phone tomorrow morning. And I know a lot of people were looking forward to chopping it up, meaning talk some football, get down into some X's and O's with Coach Pete. He'll make it up to you. I promise you. Yeah, Pete's good people, man. I mentioned it earlier. Coach Pete, what you hear on this show from him is exactly what you get when you meet him. He is that cordial, that nice. Good dude, man. Ken down in Middle Georgia said, Bill, no conference, in my opinion, will extend an offer to the unhappy ACC schools to join them until after those unhappy schools have filed a formal request to leave the ACC. Talk about antitrust lawsuits, Bill. To my knowledge, Clemson and Florida State haven't formally filed. True. I would say they have saber-rattled, particularly Florida State now. Very loudly, though. Yeah, there's a formality. What he's saying is, Bill, there's a formality to this. True. And think about it from this angle. If you are the SEC and or the B1G, you don't have to do anything. There's no rush. There's no reason to expedite anything. There's no reason to do anything. If you ask the B1G and the SEC right now, are you satisfied sitting and staying put where you are as a league? They would answer yes, and I would venture that they're not saying that as a PR answer. They really mean it. You're the SEC, and you've got the league you've got now, which is the best league in America. And you're bringing in Texas and Oklahoma. What else do you want? Now, you may be taking in another school or two in the future. I'm not suggesting otherwise. But sitting where you're at in the moment with your recent additions, you're incredibly satisfied. What's left out there? Notre Dame is by far the biggest thing not affiliated, and there's no news there that they want to be affiliated with a league. They're still very proudly independent. Florida State, Clemson. That's attractive, but you've got lots of attractive schools. Now, again, I think they'll probably find a home, but if you are the SEC and the B1G right now, you're happy. Rod of Buckeye in Texas. Again, he's got kids at SEC schools performing, swimmers. Yes, Bill, kids get whatever scholarship they qualify for. The $6,000 a year from the Alston case to cover additional costs and NIL. My daughter has one NIL deal and does promotional work with that company. Son has applied for some NIL but hasn't gotten any offers yet. There's a guy that would know. Who would know better than Rod of Buckeye in Texas right there? Noah Kelv up in Chicago. Bill, I think Florida State's AD has some function hinted, at some function hinted, in some way that the B1G would be the landing spot. Well, might be. If I'm Florida State, I'm happy either way. If it's the B1G and we're going to be swimming in that money at some point, okay, that's good. I want to bring this up again. Has anybody asked Greg Sankey, would it bother him that the state of Florida has a Big Ten school? I mean, you have to ask that question. Now, again, is he going to give you the answer you're looking for, a defendant? Probably not. And you know what? I get it. I understand that. I still would like to hear the answer. I'd like to hear how he responds. That's something, and again, I don't get to see the interviews, but has Feinbaum asked him that? Maybe he has, but I'd like to know the answer to that. Or I'd like to hear how he attempts to answer that. Let me put it that way. I'd like it to be on TV, too, so I could see his body language. That'd be interesting. All right, hour three coming up. JC in about 20 minutes. Omni Nashville Hotel.